Inconsistent.
One of the episodes that we have, we're talking about Hamas, but I don't even think it's more than 30 minutes.
Hummus.
I hate hummus. That shit is disgusting.
You don't like hummus?
That's disgusting.
Seriously, I love hummus.
Ew.
With pretzels?
So I love good. Pretzels, but not
you
hummus.
Love pretzels? That's
I
good to know.
I love pretzels.
I love hummus and pretzels.
You ever try pretzels without gluten?
No.
Whatever gluten is, they need to put that shit back. However how bad
really?
It is,
yeah.
They need to put that
they
shit
add
back.
It to everything else.
It's a worth the sacrifice. Whatever health effects are coming out of eating this shit, it's worth it. Because it's like they took
the spirit.
The manna, I was gonna say.
Like bro, when I sometimes when I'll make I'll get something that's quote unquote sugar free and I'll taste it, I'm like, this doesn't have soul. They took the soul out of this thing. So like if like sometimes I'll get a Gatorade, I run into the store, grab a Gatorade because I'm, you know, I'm working, I'm trying to be quick. I get to this truck, I open it, I take a sip, I'm like, damn, I didn't look at it properly. So now it's diet, whatever, or sugar free, zero.
I can't stand the taste
like,
of that.
This is disgusting.
That's why I drink those gay sodas, because
he said it. It makes him gay.
It literally is like it's soda carbonated water. Carbonated, and it's like someone took, you know how some niggas put cologne and they're like they're like layering it on, and then there are the misty niggas that just spray it and they walk into it.
Oh yeah,
I feel like that's that kind of soda. They missed it, and then
I wonder
the bottle.
I wonder if you buy the little, you know, the little bottles that you spray into water to give a flavor. It's like these little things that you spray into the water. You give it like one squirt and it makes the water flavored.
Yeah, it's like super concentrated fucking.
I wonder if you just get plain seltzer and just squirt it in there if it will make it taste better than buying that.
Plain seltzer and then squeezing those stupid freaking.
Give it your own flavor.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's also a thing about getting used to it. Like, to me, they taste great now.
We started with a terrorist organization.
I know.
And now we're at diet soda.
That's so inconsistent. We are inconsistentmedia.com. I gotta renew that one too. I'm renewing everything, nigga. I think I'm gonna do like 2 years out. I'm just gonna pay 2 years out and then try to save up to put money towards cameras. Anyway, so back to the water shit. That's what it feels like. But I'm used to it already. So to me, they taste fucking great. I got past the hump.
Yeah.
I think that's most of it. Working out, fucking women.
I like seltzer water. He's here.
It's your facial reaction to it. I say it real quick and it picks up, registers later.
I like seltzer water.
You like seltzer? Yeah, I like seltzer water too. But then, you know, someone told me, oh, drinking seltzer water is bad for you. I was like, everything is bad.
Bro.
Everything is bad.
Gluten is bad for you. And look at us today.
We love gluten.
Imagine a
gluten is like gluten. Pig, right? What the fuck is gluten? Well, I looked this up, by the way.
I think it's in wheat.
No, don't take that shit out. God made that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
They should make a drink out of gluten. That would change lives. It must be so good.
I don't know why I picture gluten as gelatin.
That's pigs. Pig bones. Something like that. That's why Muslims can't eat it.
You still eat pig? Hell yeah,
no,
you eat pig.
I don't eat pig. I eat pernil or bacon. I don't just take a bite out of the pig.
What's your morning go-to food on the regular day? Bacon, egg, and cheese?
Nigga, I don't eat breakfast.
Oh, neither do I.
I eat my first meal of the day is usually at 12-ish.
12-ish afternoon.
Afternoon, usually. That's usually the first time I eat. Sometimes if I'm real hungry, I'll eat something right before, like maybe like 10. But for the most part, the first thing I do in the morning, I drink water and then coffee.
Word.
That's the first thing I do, water, coffee. And then that'll last me until freaking 12.
I mean, flapjacks?
Wow, he doesn't make pancakes anymore.
Nah, we're above that shit. Aunt Jemima, your ass. And it's the some brand in Costco that has like 12 grams of protein. Then I added the collagen.
The bear one?
The bear one.
Oh,
then
yeah.
Then I added the stupid
protein powder?
The protein, 2 scoops of those. Then I added peanut butter and I added a dark chocolate. And then I'm like, yeah, this shit's gonna be fucking amazing. No syrup. I was like, What the fuck did I
disgusting.
Say? Nasty shit.
Did you eat it? Was it dry inside?
I ate like the one that I made, but then I made, because I made so much, I made batter for me and Jay, and then I had made so much batter. Like, so then I made another one yesterday, and I went to the store and I got sugar-free syrup. But This shit is not made from, anyways.
Tree sap.
Yeah, some crazy shit.
So it's made out of corn?
I have no idea.
All right.
But
so you're going to die. Nah, maybe it has gluten.
I hope. I pray. It definitely does, because it wasn't bad. Anyways, I don't even know why. But so I usually, like you, just have milk and water. Coffee and water. Yeah. That's usually all I have for breakfast. And then I really only eat once a day, nigga.
I eat twice a day at least. After I eat lunch, I go home, chill.
You eat.
Then eat dinner.
Yeah.
What that did second I eat one today? Is difficult. I eat a sandwich.
All right.
So, what were you saying about Hamas?
All right. We're going to go right to Hamas right now. Hold on a second. Okay. So, the last one that I'm about to edit and post up is about the Hamas situation. And I don't even remember what we said.
I don't remember anything.
At all. But I do remember that it was really short. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, most people are like, I don't really want to know. That's what I feel like.
Unless
you're super into politics and war and shit like that.
It's not even that. It's people that want to, they want to do this.
Oh.
So because they want to do this so much, they'll find any reason to, where are they? Oh, there goes one. So they immediately want to, Palestine. Oh, Palestine? We're doing Palestine this week? Joe Biden? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they try to find one to, you know, Black Lives Matter. That's what they do. They try to find one, you know?
To be the first ones to be talking
about it? They just want to freaking, you know, they want to jump on it. You know, they want to be the one to be like, I support Palestine. Or I support, you know, whatever, Joe Biden. They want to be the one to, I don't care. I don't care for you. How about, I don't care for either one. It's a war. That's what happens. People fight, people die. You don't want people to die? Don't fight. You shouldn't start the fight. It's the way it goes.
Yeah. So that's why it feels like that episode was short. And, you know, I go through Reddit once in a blue. And run into situations relating to the war. Because it's a war, right?
Yeah.
It's a war. It's not our war.
No.
But it's a war.
And it's not. And also, to clarify, it's not one country attacking another. It's a war. It's not Russia attacking Ukraine.
It's a war.
It's a war. They're fighting each other. They're both, you know what I'm saying?
But didn't Russia attack Ukraine?
Yeah. Same way Hamas attacked Israel.
Well, so hold on. So that's just how war starts. One party starts.
Yeah.
Attacking. And then there's war.
Then there's war.
That's it. So.
But the difference is if Israel said, okay, we don't want to fight no more. We're sorry. We'll back up. You live your life, we live ours. Hamas wouldn't stop. They would keep fighting. If Russia said, hey, we're not going to fight you no more, Ukraine would probably just stop at the border. Be like, all right, just give us our land back. And then they'll do the politic thing of like, you guys owe us money because you destroyed our country. They'll do that. They're not going to freaking be like, we're going to invade Russia. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to do that. They're just going to stop at the border. They're going to be like, all right, you stay over there, we stay over here, we're good. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm going to show the beautiful audience this video.
Bourdain.
This guy, Mr. Bourdain.
That's Anthony Bourdain.
And he's calling out, according to this video, he's calling out the bullshit that they found. So have you seen this?
No.
So let's just take a little view.
You see that wall?
We're going to go in. Let's show the audience.
That wall plays a part in World War Z, the movie. You know what World War Z is?
Yes, with the fast zombies.
Yeah.
Those are the scariest zombies.
Those are the good ones, yeah.
Those are what do you mean good ones? I mean good as in...
I mean they're the best ones. If you're going to have a zombie apocalypse, that's you don't the way want
to
the
go.
Slow ones.
That's the way to go.
The slow ones are going to be stopped by the end of the week.
I agree. I 120% agree on this notion. All right. So here's Mr. Bourdain, and this we'll look into when this was recorded and blah, blah, blah. And just do a little.
My Bourdain died a long time ago, so this has got to be a while ago.
Jerusalem into the West Bank. also called Judea and Samaria, also called Palestine.
To the ends of the earth.
Since 1967, 500,000 settlers have moved here, all in contravention of international law. Many in contravention of Israeli law, though in effect, it seems to make little difference. They're here and in ever larger numbers.
A little Jewish hat, you saw that?
It looked different, right?
Jewish hat, that's the war hat.
One of our drivers from Tel Aviv, who I asked about the graffiti on this house near the settlements.
So, what is price tagging?
If something happens in the settlement or some attack towards Jews, kids from the settlements would come and have a price tag for every activity. So they would come to a Palestinian village like this, they will destroy cars, they will write on walls like this. It says, against Arabs, the state of Israel is alive, and death to the Arabs.
Intimidating. I mean, you put with two targets on my house, I'm moving.
So, let's just pause it, and I think that's enough, right? So, he's saying that there are Jewish kids, young adults, probably, coming around graffitiing, writing, death to all Muslims.
Death to all Muslims.
Death to Palestine.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's not death to Hamas. This nigga finds everything funny because he has no soul.
Too big.
All right. So this is old because this nigga died.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This has been going on for generations, bro.
Okay, but slow down. Those kids are dead to all Muslims, dead to Palestine.
Yeah.
Dead to Hamas? No.
Sure, why not?
They didn't say that. That's not what the wall said.
No, I think Hamas is the government. That's like saying death to the United States Senate.
Hamas is the government?
Hamas is the government. The government. They run the country.
Of Palestine.
They killed the previous government, took over, and the people were like, we can't do nothing about it.
We can't defend ourselves.
They run the country now. The terrorist organization runs Palestine.
A terrorist organization.
They're like Al-Qaeda. Imagine Al-Qaeda is running, Al-Qaeda does run a country.
They do.
But that's that.
What
that's
country do they run?
Afghanistan. Is it okay? No, the Taliban run Afghanistan. Okay, there so just imagine. You go. The Taliban. So imagine the Taliban, it's like they're the government now. What are you going to do? You have to work with them.
So the reason why I bring this up, because as I was scrolling, I ran into this nigga.
Oh, yeah, that's good. This is a good one.
In contrast, Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine.
Iraq too.
Anyway.
That's so good.
Everybody laughs. It's justified.
Yeah, yeah.
Iraq too. Anyway. 75.
75?
What did that mean?
Illuminati shit.
That's some Illuminati. Here we go.
That's inside.
We leaked it right into the conspiracy.
That's inside baseball. We're not supposed to know.
So, but it's the same thing, right?
Is it though? I don't know.
We attacked Saddam Hussein.
Yeah. For allegedly he had weapons of mass destruction. They were like, we can't let him out of that. He's crazy.
And he was harboring terrorists.
He attacked a country before, remember? And America came and they helped the other country. Remember Desert Storm?
Yeah, and
Saddam Hussein trying to take over another country, and America was like, the freaking eagle. Was the sound of the eagle?
Didn't he give? Jesus Christ, you're really gonna fuck that up, bro. And there's no cure.
People don't see this. You're mentioning it. You're bringing it to their attention.
I'm sorry.
Nobody cares about this stuff.
You're talking about the podcast. Don't see it, but the YouTubers that don't watch us, they don't see it one day in the future. What the fuck was I gonna say? Shit, in that instance, part of the people that we empowered was the very person that attacked the Twin Towers, right?
Well, we helped. No, but that was different. That was when Russia was attacking Afghanistan. And America, this is during the Cold War.
Cold War.
So America was like, well, we don't like Russia. And we can't fight them because then it'll be a war. And we can have World War III. So instead, we're going to help the other guys fight them. Proxy. That's what they're saying we're doing with Ukraine right now.
So what do you think is going to happen with this war? What's going to be the end result?
It's going to... They've been fighting for years. Every once in a while, they get quiet. But right now, Hamas said, no, we're not stopping. Hamas is getting annihilated. They have nothing on Israel. Remember, Israel's they're one of the most powerful nations in the area. And they started in 1945 or whatever, 47 or something like that. I don't remember. So they're a new country, quote unquote new country, and they're annihilating everybody. Nobody can stand them. You know?
How could they?
They got their shit together. The other countries around them don't got their shit together.
So eventually,
that's what happens. They don't get the
shit. Israel just takes over.
Yeah. Israel already took over. There was this company called the 7-Day War. Israel took over everything. Because, again, it was something similar. They got attacked and it was like, okay, we're going to fight back. But they were so ill-equipped, the other countries, that Israel started taking over everything. I think they took over, like, Jordan.
They were coming in fucking parachutes tied to little fucking...
Yeah, exactly. So Israel took over all the area, even... I forgot the name of the area. But they took over everything. And then after it was all said and done, 7 days, they took over a whole bunch of stuff. And Israel was like, we're going to give some of this stuff back to you. Because we destroyed everybody. And we're like, you know what? We feel nice. Have this back. You have this back. And they started taking steps back. And they're like, you know, we want peace. So we're going to give you this back, this land. We want peace. So you guys do what you do. Just don't attack us. You know, we're sorry.
Do you remember when the whole conspiracy and the whole situation with 9/11, the notion of like we're attacking people who aren't responsible for this and those children are going to grow up to hate us?
Yeah.
Those aren't children anymore. They're adults.
Yeah.
They're full-blown adults. The same thing is true with what's going on in Israel.
Yeah, but that is true. But that's also what's happening in the hood, right?
The hood.
The hood. You know, if the cops arrest my cousin or shoot my cousin, I hate the police.
I'm going to grow up.
Even if my cousin was wrong in the situation, I'm still mad at the police because they killed my cousin.
Yeah, but the hood is not a global...
What I'm saying is that mentality is what's happening over there. Their cousins over there are terrorists. They're the bad guys. But America's killing them, so they're like, I'm mad at America because they killed my cousin. You know? Their cousin was the bad guy, but they don't see that. All they saw was their cousin died. I loved my cousin. He was so nice to me.
He was my cousin.
He's my cousin. I loved him.
You killed him.
And you killed my cousin. And I don't have my cousin no more, so I hate you guys. And that's it. And remember, they're not as smart as the rest of the world. And I come to realize that the rest of the world is not that smart either. I gave people the benefit of the doubt of so many things, and I realized I want to say that most of the world is dumb. Like the quote unquote smart world.
America, or misinformed? Or not informed at all?
No, dumb. Dumb. They get the information, they're still too stupid to understand it. Nigga, the flat earth took over. Think about that. We know better. And still, niggas, you know how many conspiracy theories come up on my thing of people that I'm like, I said something about the moon. The moon disappeared. Oh my God, the moon disappeared. You saw the video I sent?
No, I don't watch.
The woman was like, the moon used to be here. I used to see it all the time. And I don't see it. It's gone. Nigga, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, what I was listening. I couldn't believe it, bro. She was like, the moon is gone. And then somebody responded back and they showed a clip of David Copperfield. You know who David Copperfield is? The famous musician, what are they called? Magician.
Yes.
When we were kids, when he did, he's like, I'm going to make the moon disappear. And you know, all that stuff is fake. You know what I'm saying? They had the audience is all actors. They're doing it for us. They're watching the show. Oh, we're going to watch it at 8 o'clock. Huh? It's for us. The audience is actors. They're like, oh, ooh, like they make believe that the moon disappeared.
David Copperfield.
Yeah. So it's all fake. You know what I'm saying? But the people are like, look, they're using David Copperfield to trick us. And I'm like, wow, these niggas are dumb. They're American educated people that don't understand the phases of the moon. You know what I'm saying? Think about that. Not only they lived their whole life, and they didn't recognize until this point that the moon has phases.
So wait, so they never seen the moon?
No, and the sun? The moon is fake. Yo, there was a video of the moon.
You see the moon and the sun together, right? In the daytime, ever seen that?
Yeah.
What is their explanation of that?
I don't know. That was my question with the flat earth. They have no explanation with their little flat earth thing. They can't explain that. So, the point is, I could so many different parts of that it blow my mind. Like when the moon is out in the daytime, you know, the sky's blue because of the sunlight and whatever. The oxygen is blue and it kind of reflects and it looks whatever. And they're like, look, the parts of the moon that are in the sun are blue. That means we can see through it. Exactly.
I can't.
Bro,
this is why I don't like people. Bro.
But they're educated people. These people have jobs and licenses and vote.
You know
what I'm saying?
Niggas don't vote. Niggas. The people that are actually getting up to vote,
but they could.
Nope.
And look, and niggas that want to vote, those are the niggas that are on the street saying free Palestine.
The niggas that are voting are the ones that are fucking it up. Yeah, people don't want to get involved in this conversation or in other really difficult conversations because they either feel like they don't know. That's soothing music. All right, enjoy.
It sounds like somebody's moaning up there.
Yeah, it's depressing, nigga. This is not much different than the
bass. You ever take your flute out?
I do.
They're like, oh, okay.
Actually, I've been meaning to talk to them to see if they know, even though I could Google a place to repair my shit because I got to. Anyways. Yeah. The niggas that are voting are fucking it up.
Bro.
And you know whose fault it is? The niggas who are not voting. Because they have opinions, but most people don't want to get involved because they're either like, is this too controversial? Or it's not controversial. I don't know enough. And I'm just like, fuck the big votes. Do your local ones at least.
Yeah. But, bro, niggas are dumb.
People I went to so vote dumb. The other day. You didn't.
No, I stood away from that.
Everyone that I know didn't. Everyone I know I didn't. I put my little sticker on the door. And I'm going to start collecting.
You put a collection. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And I started voting, and I was like, I don't like any of these motherfuckers. I only knew two names out of the fucking 10 or whatever it was. But it was for judges. And I'm like, I'm going to go one this side, one that side, one working families. One this side, one that one.
Working family, I think, is Republican.
Yeah. Whatever, some other party, whatever. You know what I mean?
Whatever. I give everybody a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I give everyone a little bit, flip it over. Then they had questions about like distributions of zoning for school kids based on budget and should it not be based on that? And it was a question. I'm like, this is a question that I shouldn't have to answer because I don't have fucking kids. I'm not planning to have any kids. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't pertain to me.
Yeah.
This should be a question where it's like for the, but I guess I have a vote, so. Yeah,
it's your tax dollars.
Yeah, here you go. I voted.
Should have voted no, whatever it was, no. Don't spend money. Stop spending money.
Anyways.
You should have wrote it in the bottom. Do not spend any more money.
I don't think it was based, it wasn't based on spending. It was, should kids be, based on their income, should they be going to different schools? Like, should we separate them based on income? Some shit like that. Again, a situation that didn't have anything to me, and I was like, nah, if it shouldn't be based on income. If a kid is, you know, zoned for this area but he wants to go to another school, he has, you know, the credentials to do it or whatever, it shouldn't be based on money. Fuck it. How much the family makes?
I mean, I'm against all that anyway, you know.
Right, exactly. Well, anyways, so when I left there, I was like, there's nobody here. There was more people, you know,
working there,
working than there were people who showed up. And I'm just like,
you know, what's funny. The voting place is literally up the block from my house.
You don't go
walk down. I don't want to. Nobody that I wanted to win was running. So I was like, screw it. It's not my parties.
But you could write in.
There's nobody. Nobody was even running. I could write a fake name. I could write my name.
I was going to write your name. I was like, no, I was sold.
You should always do that. We should do that.
We should do that.
It'll be on the news. Like, I don't know who this guy is, but he's getting, you know, 5 votes every voting cycle.
I wonder if we knew enough people to do that. Like, yo, do me a favor. Just to run just an experiment.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But I looked at the thing to vote on, and I was like, I don't want any of these people to win. I want them all out of here.
Well, that school question pertained to you because you got little ones, bitch.
I go to anyway. I go to charter school. I don't care about any of this. It's not zoned anyway.
The charter school stuff, right?
Yeah. Charter school is good.
I don't. Do you think that we're due a terrorist attack?
Oh, we do a terrorist. Oh yeah, 100%. We've been doing terrorist attacks.
We do your face. We are.
Are we do a school shooting? Yes, we are too. It's a dual school shooting.
It's been a while, right?
A mass. Yeah.
A mass what?
Oh, mass shooting. What was the last one that happened? One of them just happened recently. Oh, the guy that got away and then he killed himself.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was what? How long ago?
See, nobody cares anymore. It happens too much. You know what happens less and less? Because people don't care anymore. So that people stop doing it.
That's crazy.
It's a popularity thing.
So the deterrent was not feeding the attention that they seek.
You know who said that? Ben Shapiro. Well, at the height of it, he was like, stop talking about the person that shot. Stop talking about him. Don't say his name. Don't say his name on the news. Stop saying his name. Because if the person doesn't get attention, other people that are planning it won't do it. Because they're like, why am I going to do it? They're not going to talk about me.
Do you think that the border is... Do you think that the niggas that are crossing the borders, we have some terrorists that came through? Do you think that they actually stopped them?
Stop the terrorists from coming in? No way.
How?
Mexicans and Middle Eastern people are very similar looking. I'm sure they got in. I'm sure they got in. Yeah. They let Chinese people through. You know what I'm saying?
We're screwed.
Bro. Biden. What a bad choice. And we're getting the same things again. Trump or Biden.
I'm
and
sorry.
It's like when it comes to the
you
border.
You keep saying that Trump was bad, and I keep questioning, like, how?
He's bad for the people. For the country.
That's not his job.
The country as a
that's
whole.
That's not his job.
That's the president's job.
No. I have you recorded saying.
He's a president the job of the United is not States
to,
of
we
America.
We had a whole turkey episode. Like, this nigga doesn't need to be doing this shit. That's not his job.
What do you mean?
The prancing around, pardoning turkeys.
No, yeah.
Hickory dickory. Like, no, that's not your job, nigga.
No, but I'm saying he's bad for the country as a whole.
No. In what factor? Give me an example.
Just behavior.
No, that's it. His behavior has nothing.
But that behavior brings division within people, which makes the country fall into a bad place.
That division is brought by the people because his nature.
Because what he does, they have to make a decision on it. Me and you, if Trump does something on TV, me and you make a decision. Was that a good thing or a bad thing? It forces us into a dichotomy.
Right, but okay. All right. But
instead of talking about the politics, we're talking about behavior.
Exactly.
And you were saying, but people form groups and they fight each other.
Again, that's us. Nothing he did wrong.
But it doesn't, you're not understanding what I'm saying. Politics aside, because he's such a big person in politics, in the scope of things, whenever he does something, now, whatever it is, we fall into two camps. Whatever he did was a good thing or a bad thing. And immediately that puts people at odds.
Yeah.
And it forces a division further apart. So we're no longer talking about a politic. We're now talking about a behavior, which is morality, which forces a dichotomy.
But that's also true of Biden.
Yeah. I mean, but Biden's not as bad as Trump was.
Are you shitting me right now?
Yeah. Okay. What did Biden do? Go ahead. Tell me. Tell me that one thing Biden did.
That we look at as far as behavior.
Yeah.
It's more about what he can do.
Okay, but
he can't hold a conversation.
I know, but that's
he can't go up the stairs.
Yeah, you're going off left field. But I want to talk about his behavior. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, he can't go up the stairs.
That's not a behavior. That's an action.
He can't finish sentences.
That's an action.
That's a behavior.
No, behavior is what kind of person you are, not what you can and can't do.
Okay.
If I'm missing a leg, I'm not bad behavior. I can't. Oh, he's behaving wrong. Look at the way he's walking. No,
he's behaving like he's incompetent.
Well, he is incompetent, but that's not what kind of a person he is.
No, that's exactly who he is. He's incompetent.
You're mixing action and behavior together.
No. We're saying that we're focused on behavior, attributes, characteristics.
Exactly, yeah.
Versus policies and procedures that they're putting bills that they're putting into place. What I'm saying is that we do that on each side. And it's on us. We're the problem. I'm okay with that.
But the problem stems from the person doing the action that makes us make a decision.
The problem is us focusing on those stupid things instead of the
but policies it doesn't, and procedures. Okay, when you say us, you mean America as a whole.
America,
but yeah. You're not going to stop the other guys from doing it.
Exactly.
It's always going to force it. And there's nothing we could do. So why not get rid of the behavior altogether and focus on the policies?
Because it's us that look at the behaviors and focus.
You're not hearing me? I'm saying.
I thought you said get rid of the behavior, like tell him to stop doing that.
But yeah, oh no, but I'm saying if we could get rid of the behavior, the equation completely, which is the person, Trump, if we get rid of it completely and just focus on the politics, we're good.
You can't, because you're always, because again, it doesn't stem from them, it stems from us, America. We're always going to look at the behavior.
That's what I'm saying. Even if we decide we're not going to focus on the behavior, the other side will. Which is immediately going to force people to go on the defensive.
And when a third party becomes official, it'll just be now three groups of people that are focusing on the wrong thing.
No, it depends on the party. Because if you look at...
You just agreed that it's the people that do it.
Yeah, but there's a group of people that don't care about actions. They don't care what you do personally. I don't care if the president brings prostitutes to the White House. Yeah. That doesn't affect my life.
But the other sides are going to be like, but we do.
And then you two fight about it. We're going to keep pushing these things across. You guys fight back and forth. I don't care. As a third party, if you get a third party in there that really doesn't care about what you do in your personal life, we're talking about a party that can easily pass things to go.
It's in our nature to be this way.
No, it's not.
It is.
I don't think so.
I think it is. That's my
opinion. There's a huge portion of the population that do not care. If the prostitution is legal, if drugs are legal, that doesn't affect my life.
And those niggas don't vote.
Those niggas do vote. Those niggas get 3% of the vote consistently.
You're definitely not one of them. Right, but your excuse was you didn't like the people.
Well, I only vote for that party.
The people, right.
That's it.
Again, those niggas don't vote. Most niggas don't vote. They just don't vote. Like Mike.
But okay, let's say... If
how many people I don't want Republican,
I don't want Republicans or Democrats in office. I don't want either. So if that's on the ballot, I have no vote.
Right. Well, you could always write in, but that's another topic. How many people do you know personally for a fact actually go out and vote in your circle?
In it depends on the voting. Like president, a lot of people.
President? Okay, president.
Yeah, president.
Do you know more people that do versus more people that don't in your inner circle?
I think it's like 50-50.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like my number is somewhere similar, if not 60-40, but I'm not sure which way.
I think it's like 50-50.
I feel like it's 60 don't, 40 do.
Because I think what happens is you have maybe 20% that actually want to vote, and they tell everybody else, and everybody's like, oh, I forgot that's today. I'll go. You get like 30% of that. People, oh, that's today? I'll go. They don't remember at all. Or the job says, we'll give you 2 hours to go vote today. And people go vote. Niggas but now work. It's a holiday, so niggas they get a day off and they're enjoying their day, so we don't know.
Never make it.
They never make it, because they go, oh, I got a free day?
Forget it. Laundry. I
when I worked in the hospital at the time, they were giving you 2 hours to go vote.
I remember.
You can leave, go take 2 hours, go vote, and come back. And I was like, perfect.
I remember them.
Yeah.
Damn, it's crazy. The whole day now.
And you get the whole day. Some people just don't do it. They're like, I got the free day. I'm going to go out. I'm going to go party. I'm going to go whatever.
So did you see the because we're on the Hamas situation and the Iraq, the Ukraine and Russian war. We're on all that shit. Foreign policies. Right.
Stupid.
Stay away. Fucking dumb as fuck. We all could agree on that. Stay away. Mind your business. Mind your neck.
Let them kill each other. Who cares?
None of our business. You saw the most recent Republican debate with these bozos.
I did see it, yeah.
Did you see it live?
I watched the whole thing. I didn't see it live.
But you watched the whole thing. Yeah. Because it was... You heard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, usually I watch it anyway. I'm interested.
So I watched it as well. What did you think of it?
It's the same old nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Same old nonsense. I think the most interesting part was Vivek.
Which part of Vivek?
Well, I'm saying the way he responds compared to everybody else, they do this. This thing right here. You ever seen the gesture?
Yeah, yeah. The no pointing.
It's
political.
Yeah. Vivek is not this guy. You know what I'm saying? He's like, there's two people here that wear high heels. There's only one woman on stage. We know who the second one is.
That was the big one for you?
Yeah, yeah.
I
think when he first came out, he was on a lot of podcasts before he became like popular. I didn't think he was going to make it. because it was him and Larry Elder that was like, okay, who's going to be? And he made it. More interesting. Larry Elder has a lot of weight behind him. Larry Elder has a star on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I would thought Larry Elder got it. And Larry Elder's a smart guy. He can argue the debate.
Yeah, I'll see Larry. I see Larry staying true to the creating that party that he's trying to create so badly.
Yeah. I'm shocked Vivek made it this far. And honestly, at this point, I'll pick Vivek over Trump.
You picked Vivek over Trump. Yeah. I'll tell you what I thought out of it. I said to myself, here's a guy. When Trump was running, and one of the biggest things that they were saying is that his style is not a politician, because he's not.
Yeah.
Or he wasn't. And that was his cutting edge.
He's still not a politician.
Well, but technically,
somebody gave him the label politician, but that's not who he is.
Right, but he's... When he was first running, he had zero experience in politics and none of that shit. Horrible, I know, right? He had zero experience. So that description was valid. Now he kind of, he dipped, right? I thought of that when I was watching the debate, because I'm like, this nigga took a page out of Trump's way of running.
Yeah, he did.
He mimicked
Trump. He saw Trump. He was like, that's the way to do it.
Exactly. When I think of that, I think about the Hillary where she goes, if you would, you would be in jail.
Yeah, yeah.
He did that.
He did
what Trump did. So, you know, in many ways, people were saying the style of him running, his style of politics was unique. It's where it stemmed from, this whole idea of like him branding his own, the Trump Party. Because of his style, his format.
Yeah.
And Vivek did the same exact thing with the wild, loose cannon comments that he made, whether they're true or not. He copied this nigga. And in the debate, they were saying that, you know, this is basically y'all niggas running for the number two spot. We're not even talking about the number one spot the party. They were acknowledging that in the debate.
Because they all know. Trump is not here. There's a reason why he's not here.
He's going to be the guy.
He's going
to
be the guy.
You guys are fighting for number two, and maybe you guys will be able to debate him. We doubt that.
I doubt it.
Doubt that strongly. But you guys
won't even debate Trump.
Biden won't even
debate. Biden can't debate Trump.
No way in hell.
Trump would walk circles around Biden.
So, this nigga... this nigga, to me, all of them, in a sense, they weren't really dogging Trump in the debate.
No.
No, not like the first one. They were calling him out for not being there. It was the theme of the fucking thing. This one, they didn't, because they're appealing to him to be the VP.
Yeah. They know.
They know.
He's not in none of the debates, and he's number one by a long shot.
In the second debate, or whatever number debate this was, they were saying, this is for the number two spot. Y'all niggas are fighting for the number two spot. You guys ready? All right, let's get this shit started. And Vivek was like, I got to stand out and appeal. I got to be on my knees without being on my knees and show Trump that I'm calling shit out just like he would if he was on the stage.
You could trust me, Trump.
Exactly.
When if you're not around and you need a vice president to do some shit, I'm the guy.
I am the fucking guy.
You're just Chris Christie? Ron DeSantis?
Who was the black guy? Who the hell was this black guy that was there? Right?
I forgot his name.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
So he's like, how do I stand out? I got to say wild shit.
Ron DeSantis shouldn't have run. He should have waited until next year. Next go around.
Yeah, that nigga was sweating profusely. And like,
he wasn't his time. He jumped in too early. He should have went. He should have never went against Trump. He should have waited. Let Trump get his turn, because everybody knows he's going to take it.
It's just four more years?
Everybody knows Trump's going to take it. You know, the Republican nomination.
Right, it's his.
So why even bother getting in there?
And did we have this conversation? If Trump wins, who do you think his VP is? His daughter.
Michelle Obama.
His daughter.
You think so?
Absolutely.
No, I think if he got his son to get in there, Eric Trump.
Okay, so I had this conversation and I was waiting to have it with you. I feel like it's either going to be his son or his daughter. The reason why I say his daughter is the reason why she's distancing herself. And if I was Trump, I would make her the VP. And not only did I take it from Hillary, but I took it from Hillary. The first female president.
Imagine Trump gets his daughter in there, vice president, and then he goes, I'm going to step down.
Now you got my theory. Six months out, ladies and gentlemen.
I need to take a step back.
Unlike the last president that should have never even been there, I'm going to do the responsible thing and enjoy my time with my grandchildren. Your new president. Oh my God, nigga.
The world would explode.
You know,
you remember the video? The video.
And his daughter's screaming? Like, oh, look, I raised the ceiling. I broke the ceiling.
Remember the video of the lady screaming when Trump got nominated?
That lady that's right there.
That's going to happen all over again if he steps down.
Absolutely.
Where they're used to Trump. Absolutely. So when Trump becomes nominated, you know, if Trump wins, they're going to be like, oh.
I get his son, and they liked his son. His son was recently questioned on the New York case with the fraud, whatever, and he was making the judge and everybody laugh, and you know, look how personable he is, and da da da. But I'm like, nah, I will put my daughter as the VP.
If he does that move, that's quite the move.
That's the move to make. But I don't see, because Trump.
And then who becomes the vice president if she becomes president?
Her brother.
Does she have to pick somebody?
Hell yeah.
Is that the law? I don't know the law.
Ooh, I don't know.
Or does it become the Speaker of the House?
I don't know.
There's like a line, right?
Right.
So does everybody move up one level?
I don't think so. I think she would have to pick.
She should pick Vivek.
I mean,
she's probably going to pick a brother. And then that would be like a new dynasty. Like the Kennedys.
The Bushes.
The Trumps.
The Bushes.
The Bushes.
The Bushes was another dynasty.
Jeb Bush. Remember Jeb Bush?
The old one?
The one from Florida?
Oh my God. Where is he? Making commercials? I don't know.
Wasn't he the governor?
Yeah, he was a governor.
Ron DeSantis is now the governor?
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Yeah, it would be a legacy of Trump in office. Because she would win.
She would win what?
So if he makes her vice president, and then she would naturally run afterwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the only way to take that trophy from her, from running a second year, Oprah Winfrey, Michelle Obama.
Garbage candidates. They'll do good, though. If Oprah ran with, or if Michelle Obama is like the nuclear button that the Democrats have.
That's a good.
They're like, we're gonna die.
That's a really good way.
Hit the button.
Hit it. Call her.
Yeah, that's what she is.
The symbol.
Yeah.
Put the symbol up. Yeah, that would be the nuclear. That would, if Trump did that and made her president, she's the first female president of the United States.
Yeah.
That's it.
That'd be great.
It's over.
I would love it.
And she'd be in, they would have to hit that nuclear.
You know, they have like a poster up on the walls of all the kids.
They have pictures. In the garden, yeah.
She's gonna be there with Trump next forever, yo.
It's Trump, the daughter, and then Michelle.
Yeah, that'd be great. I don't know, man. Maybe Biden will step down this year and let Kamala Harris get it.
Maybe Biden will step down. You really think that he'll do that?
Maybe.
Here's another thing. Let's go back to Trump. I think
he'll die before.
He's such a narcissist, Trump, that I almost feel like I don't see him resigning.
Trump?
Yeah. Going down in history that he resigned in his second term.
It's a power move, though.
It's a
power move. If he does it, he shouldn't feel, whatever you think he's going to feel, he shouldn't feel it, because that's a power move. I'm doing this.
What you're saying is, you have to put his narcissism aside, because it is a power grab.
Yeah, because I think he's securing his legacy. So to him, his narcissism should go with it.
I mean, if I were his daughter, I would be like, my brother's the vice president. And yeah, we could just keep this thing going. Keep
this bad boy going. They're still young, too. So
oh, my God. Keep this going. Vivek is only 38, nigga. Think about that.
And Vivek is a good piece to that. They can add him. You know what I'm saying? Like, Ron DeSantis doesn't fit in with Trump. You know what I'm saying? Nikki Haley doesn't fit in with Trump.
Yeah, no.
But Vivek, he could fit in with the Trump.
After family. That speech and him slobbering Trump's chicken nugget, absolutely.
They're forming their group, their Avengers.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So this is what I think is going to happen. I think my money is that Trump wins. Trump is going to destroy Biden.
I think Trump is going to win.
I think Trump is going to win.
But you never know, because these freaking Democrats, they're so hot.
They might hit that nuclear button, like you said.
They're looking for another one. So when Biden shows up, oh, yes. You know what I'm saying? That's what they do.
Not the DP. No, I think that I think Trump wins, and I think that, you know, it's very likely that he would hand over the trophy.
You know, it's funny because the people that vote for Trump, that like Trump, are of the same mentality that I was talking to about the flat earth and all that. Like, these people got jobs and they're voting and they're gonna vote for Trump.
Yeah. You know what is it? I think about my cousin. Like, they're not gonna vote for Biden.
They have no choice. It's either vote for Biden or let Trump win. Well,
no, they just won't vote.
But that's the vote. The vote is vote for Biden or let Trump win.
Oh my God. Right? Yeah, when you put it like that.
So that's how they have to look at it. Because Trump's going to win. Those people are going to show out. Trump still has events that get packed out. If it's Trump insane. Puts up the bat signal, they're going to come and vote. You know what I'm saying?
And they like...
The reason why Biden is in office is because the Democrats put out the voting by mail.
That was it.
And the Republican Party made the voting by mail seem bad. So the Republicans are like, I'm not going to vote by mail. So if they miss their opportunity to vote, they don't vote by mail. So they miss the whole election. But Democrats looked at the vote by mail like, yeah, we should do that. So everybody voted easily.
I wonder if you could vote by mail and then go to the polls that day.
No, that'd be fraud. I think that's fraud.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't think my mail, you know, made it. They didn't send me a confirmation, so I went and I voted.
You could try that. Go ahead. See if that works.
I just wonder if I... Okay, let's...
I think it'll be fraud. Or they'll just cancel one of the votes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Cancel one of the votes out.
Yeah. What happens, you'll vote, and then they'll get your mail. They go to market, and they're like, oh, it's already filled out. One of the boxes already checked for their name. Just throw this out. Unless they were opposite, then they'll just cancel out your vote completely.
Completely, you lost.
You lost.
Your they'll keep the most, the latest one.
I think they'll just exit.
I would exit out too. I was like, listen, you've been there.
Just to be safe, because we don't know which one you really wanted.
Shit, so you lose your vote. Yeah, I think that's what's gonna happen. I think Trump has it. He's gonna be our president. And honestly, thank God.
Yeah, we need him back.
We really do need this. And again, I could agree with all the people that are just complaining. Just to
stop the terrorists from coming over the southern border.
That shit. And
you see, we could do a whole podcast about what's going on in New York with the tents and all that.
Oh my gosh.
You heard they're going to give them tents.
Really?
They're going to give them tents. Tents. Like they do in San Francisco. Yeah. They're talking about giving them tents.
The shit that you're employed to get rid of. With like three other departments every time they pull up and roll up like that.
They already got a thing of Floyd Benefield.
Oh, I thought that wasn't going to pass because of the water, the rain.
They're already doing it. There's already people there. They're saying that they bring the buses there to drop people off and people get out. The people that are already there are like, please let us go back on that
bus. Yeah, they got back on the bus.
Yeah. And then they're talking about, you know, on by the FDR on the right side, there's like a little park that you can run through. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah.
Okay, so there's a few entrances.
They're like extending it too.
There's like five or six entrances, like little bridges. They're going to post a guard on each one, and they're going to give the migrants that park to sleep in.
Right by the water.
All the freaking tents.
Tú te imaginas el frío? Can you imagine the cold?
But the mayor's like, we don't have no room. You know? And I'm like, yeah, I know. And they try to warn you before all this. During COVID or whatever, like that far back. You know what I'm saying? Like... Everybody said, don't do this.
Do you see the migrants like that out there?
I see them in the street.
You see them in the city?
Yeah, I see them all the time, yeah.
All the time?
All the time.
They
take over an area.
With the scooters?
With the scooters, with them just being outside, walking around, asking for money, selling freaking churros or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I see this shit.
They've taken over areas.
So it's not exaggerative?
No, it's not. They're everywhere. And if you work at night, you see them sleeping in the streets by wherever they, you know.
Jesus fuck.
And it's a lot of guys. Mind you, these are people, I'll speak for the men at least. These men didn't grow up in our society that we have a certain way we do things. They don't care. They'll freaking grab a woman's hand. Hey, come here.
Come here.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So women in America, you know, if a guy touches you, I call the cops.
So I'm a Democrat. I'm a hardcore bleeding blue Democrat. And that's all in my mind. And I'm looking at the battle like, this is my only choice. I don't want to vote.
Then if you don't vote, Trump gets that vote. your vote for not for abstaining is just imagine it's an automatic vote for Trump because you know they're gonna vote.
Holy shit, nigga! There's no way he's not gonna win because I can't. I'm trying to think of the people that I know that are blue, hardcore blue, like my whatever family, whatever.
They're gonna want to abstain because they don't like Biden. But if they don't see that it, by them not voting, somebody else is gonna be like, "Well, I'll vote. I'll vote for Biden. I'll vote for Trump." They're gonna lose that. You know, mind you, like Democrats, there's some places that Democrats hold that they're barely holding on to.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. It's like 50. If you look at the states, it's like 51% Democrat, 49
Republican. Yeah, yeah.
It's, like if they lose a little bit, it'll
Ohio's
switch.
One of them, right?
Yeah. So it's a lot of states that are like that. You know, Democrats are barely holding on to.
Yeah, I can't see them. I just, I again, because we know that they're crazies on both sides. But I mean, for the people that I know in my circle, I can't. Maybe one or two of them where it's like, yeah, we got a bovine and Trump is too much of a, like, you really are going to go this route again.
I think, okay, let's talk about the sensible thing. Okay. Not what would happen. What would be optimal?
For them?
Let's just say you're God. You're God. You control the world.
Well, that was a mistake to start with, but go ahead.
Yeah. What would you do? What do you think would be a good option? Maybe make Trump the president and then maybe get a Democrat to be the vice president? So they could kind of even each other out. To be like, Trump's going to be like, I want to do this to the border. And the vice president's like, Mr. President, I agree with you with the border. And we need to control that border. But putting up a wall is useless. Maybe a drone system. Because Trump isn't thinking about drone systems. He's thinking about walls.
Yeah.
You know, just somebody to come in. Oh, I know walls you want to do that.
Never have worked ever in the history of ever.
Yeah. So, or, you know.
Ever.
Trump is like, we got to get these migrants out of here. And then a Democrat comes in and says, Mr. President. It's going to cost a lot of money to send officials out there to grab people and find them. We're talking about starting a whole new department that's going to cost the taxpayers a lot of money.
Yeah. The drones can power themselves.
No, I'm saying like people that are already loose in America. How are we going to get them back? Those migrants that came in.
Oh, when Biden was president. Send them back. Oh, my God.
How are we going to get them out? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, they don't have a taxpayer record.
So what you do is you like, look, we make a law to get rid of this idea of sanctuary city.
Done. That was Ellis Island days. Yeah. Done.
And then you tell the city, you make it easy. Make the cities be like, hey, look, it's not like you're going to get arrested as a mayor. You get a fine. The government's going to fine you for every single day you do not have your law enforcement work with immigration. The day that we get a report from immigration, say, hey, they didn't report, they didn't give us what we wanted for these 10 days. Okay, we're going to charge you $1 million every day. So wow. Now you owe the government $10 million. You know what I'm saying? Make it hard for the states to be like, all right, fine, we're going to... Because that's what happens. That's what sanctuary city is. All it is that they say, we tell our law enforcement not to give that information to immigration. That's all it is. And immigration is like, we don't know where they are. Law enforcement knows where they are because they show up to the... When, you know, as the cops, they show up. They know where they are. So all you got to say, hey, you have to make them work together. Maybe make a unified system, computer system.
Yeah.
So unified.
With the borders, you would do drones.
I would do drones and maybe snipers. Landmines.
With fucking horse tranquilizers.
No bullet that explodes. So imagine one guy's sneaking.
And his head implodes.
Boom! The whole crowd behind him is like, ha! No lo pasa! No pasa eso!
Don't cross that line!
Don't cross that line! And then, you know, maybe like a little while later, he's like, I think it's okay. And then they go to cross it. Then he puts his head over the rock and boom. Okay, that's it.
Yeah,
okay.
That'll be a deterrent. I'm not crossing. Fuck you.
Landmines. You know, they used to put poison in the water that was there.
Wow.
Like the little ponds, because people go and drink water and they'll put poison in it.
Dead.
Yeah, I forgot what they called it. But there's like they used to, in fact, the reason why they cross in the desert is because the easy parts are very well protected. And the government uses the desert as a deterrent to say, if you cross that, you're gonna die. It's like part of the border patrol, the desert.
So if I was God in this situation,
just like you could control it, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, if for the election, I would start there, yeah. And I would be like, yeah, let's throw a libertarian in there.
Throw somebody random in there. Let's mix it up a little.
Brand new, like if this party so badly wants to be a thing, here's your shot. Prove it. See what you can do.
This is your moment.
If
a
shine.
Libertarian Don't became a up. President, it'll be chaos.
It'll be It would be because of our nature. It would be with a magnifying glass from both parties looking at every little.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He pointed. He had his thumbs up.
He used to be a comedian. You get a lot of that. Because a lot of libertarians used to be comedians.
He was a radio show or some shit, right? This thing, Larry Elder, for Larry example.
Oh, they're gonna go through. I mean, he's not libertarian, but I mean, he is. He has libertarian ideas, but he calls himself a Republican. I get it. You gotta do that. You want to be part?
Yeah. If you want to be in the conversation, it's either one of the two. Exactly. Bend the knee. Shame. Shame.
You gotta do shame. It. Shame. Or you can be strong and be like, no, I'm holding on. Yeah. You're not gonna make it no way though if you do that. There's no, right. There's no support. There's
but
no
if I was got in the situation, like, look, we have a brand new party. He's the president. 4 years. Chaos,
nigga. Imagine the person was like, I just signed the bill into office that all prostitution is legal. All the Republicans are going to be like, they all lose their minds. Republicans will lose their minds. That's not what God wanted. You're going to see that in preaching. Then the president we have is a heathen. He wants prostitution.
Oh my gosh.
He wants, what is it? What is it called? Trafficking, child trafficking, because he prostitution, you know, illegal, legal. You're going to get all that automatically. Remember, they try to paint you as the worst they can. Meanwhile, you just do it. Okay, wait. We sell cigarettes. You know they kill people, but we regulate it. You know, it's the little laws. You know, you got to be over 18 if you want to buy it. You know, you do the same thing with prostitution. You got to be a certain age. You got to register with the state. Every 3 months, you got to take a freaking test, an STD test. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
And every person that comes that wants to, you know, be participant, you got to get their information and we keep it secret unless, you know, we find out something happened, now we know who they are. It's not like it's a secret. You know, just like you want to buy a pack of cigarettes, they something they scan your ID, bloop. You ever seen that?
Yeah,
just like that, bloop. Okay,
validate.
Just so we know it's you.
Yeah, so it's gonna be Trump, and I think Trump is gonna make his daughter. He's gonna resign. Fourth year in.
Trump. It would be better if Trump becomes president. 6 months in, he's like, I gotta make an announcement. He does like a big thing. You know, I just wanna, as a president, State of the Union address. I want to come out and say, I want to now be referred to as a woman. And I am today the first woman president of the United States.
Oh my God, nigga. He'll immediately lose all his supporters.
People with heads will explode.
Yeah.
From both sides.
And that lady that was crying when he won, she would be happy.
She'd be happy.
A little bit.
Oh, man, you don't know. Some Republicans might be like, you got him.
We knew it.
We got him. Because they know the game he's playing if he did that. You know what I'm saying? He's not really a woman. He just wants to play the game.
Nigga, I think.
And then every time they come, Mr. President, Mrs. Go ahead and ask your question. He doesn't change anything. He just looks like Trump. Always the same. Nothing changes. But he's like, just Mrs. President. Madam President, please.
You saw the woman who was going to like restaurants and she, and
waiter. Yeah, exactly that.
Like, exactly like that. That video. I said, it's ma'am. It's a I can't eat here. Yeah. Bitch, you went to like 5 restaurants. You should be full already. With all
I feel like weight. I feel like we talked about this in the past where it's just like, if you're a man that wants to become a woman, you got to convince people, bro.
Yeah.
Word. You can't just be a guy with makeup and a dress on. We know this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, that was a comedy skit. That guys would show up as women, right?
That was a Halloween costume.
How many TV shows have we seen as a kid that the father or whatever dresses like a woman, dresses to act like a woman? You know what I'm saying? It's just fun. You know, now you guys want it to be serious, which is kind of hard for us to accept, you know, unless you convince us like Blair White. Look at Blair White.
Is she good looking? Let's see what Blair White looks like.
We're going to show the audience.
Blair White.
Toma.
Images. Yep.
That's a woman. Look at that picture of America. America.
America.
America. That is a man.
That's crazy. Well, I mean, I've seen better man.
Also, women. Too, has all the parts. They didn't cut anything off.
Everything's still there?
Everything's intact.
Original.
Yep. Original. Now, if you saw this person, are you going to say, sir? And they're going to be like, oh my God, please call me ma'am. No, you automatic woman.
If she uses her man voice, I'm going to say sir. So but it's still going to be hard because I see.
She got that removed.
The Adam's apple? Oh God.
And then when you take the medicine.
Does your Adam apple show?
No. I could be a woman.
Me too.
I could, bro, I'm almost there. Kava was there, baby. That's a guy. And she doesn't have no problem saying, you know, pronoun, give me the pronouns, I'm a woman. Easy. You're a woman? Yeah, of course, ma'am. In fact, if you told me you were a man, I wouldn't believe you.
Right, I believe.
You know what I'm saying?
Excuse
no
me.
No way. Yeah, you got to prove this to me, buddy. Show me that thing.
So, back to your question. If I was president of the United States, I would make this nigga right here the president of the United States.
Do you ever laugh on people with a retardation?
Here in America, we try not to make fun of or be funny with things that people don't choose.
But perhaps you have not seen someone with a very funny retardation. My brother Bilo have a very funny retardation.
And mental retardation, you know, causes a lot of pain and hardship for a lot of families.
Sometime my sister, she show her vagina to my brother Bilo and say, you will never get this, you will never get this, la 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 la. He behind this cage, crazy, crazy, everybody laughs. She go, you never get this. But one time he break a cage and he get this. And then we all laugh, high five.
Now,
he realizes it.
No, that would not be funny. Okay.
He laughed. Yo, did you ever see that he dressed up as I forgot what they called. In fact, a soldier from the Israeli army. He dressed like a soldier from the, you know, they were like decorated, whatever. And then he shows up and he talks to other senators and he makes them say crazy stuff and they agree.
You know, I think it? I did see that.
So crazy. He gets it right.
He's
out.
So good. Yeah. This guy's so good. Original OG. Yeah, that's who I would put up there. Why not? Fuck it. We're at the end of the world point.
Yeah, might as well. Let's do it. Well, we got to lose. World War III is right here, bro. Mike, tell me Revelations.
Mike, where you at, Mike?
Show us Revelations, where it's going to happen next week.
It's either that guy or I would say this nigga right here.
I think I'm having an overdose at the store with my wife.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. I don't know if it had something in it. Can you please send rescue?
Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
I think we're dead.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
You ever listened to the whole phone call then?
No, you're the one who told it's me that so she was good. Laying on the floor.
Yeah, the phone call's so good. Because he doesn't believe the woman on the phone. He thinks he's hallucinating.
What are you watching on TV? Turn it on. Niggas go to the break room. That was a previous episode. Yeah. But yeah, that's it. Niggas, go out there and vote. I mean, don't wait for the presidency shit. That's
vote for the first woman president, Donald Trump.
If he did, nah, he wouldn't do that during. I'm telling you, he's gonna put a family member in there.
As he should.
And I think that's why his daughter has been leaning back.
Unless he makes Vivek his vice president and puts his daughter as Secretary of State.
So that way, look.
Yeah.
Like you say, if it does work that way, that it moves up.
Like, hey, look, before you become president, I want you to learn everything.
But wasn't she part of the cabinet at the end of his campaign?
I have no idea what she did.
Me neither, but you know she was in there.
But you know what she did. And you tell us in the comments below.
The basement. Base.
Yo, what up, everybody? If you like what you saw, please click on some of the video links on the side. And please support our channel by liking, subscribing, and leave a little comment. And maybe we'll respond back to you. And hopefully, you'll be a guest on our next episode.
And I was spewing disrespect. Turn to God to disaffect. That's worth to Trump. Now let's inspect to interject on what the young is spitting. I'm spitting for where the sacred texts are given.